All right. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you so much, Samara, for your time today. I mean, your title holds a lot of weight, okay? Your title holds a lot of weight. And why I say that's because I'm a girl from the Bronx. So first part when I saw in your description was that you're from the Bronx. And then I'm hearing this is the jazz sensation. I said, wait, a jazz sensation from the Bronx? Then I see your age. So I said, oh, this is somebody who I just got to support and find out more about. So welcome to this interview with Inspire Magazine. My name is Essay Ofure. I am the owner and editor, and I'm very proud to have you on today and want to just share your amazing story and your journey with our audience today. So first off, how are you doing today?
Today I'm doing good. I'm not in the Bronx today. I'm in Washington Heights, but I'm
Hey.
doing good nonetheless.
It's quite all right. No worries, no worries. So I just really want to kind of like get into it because again, I'm amazed. I'm a girl from the Bronx, different time frame, but still in all, I have a nephew who was raised between the Bronx and Long Island. So I know kind of how our area is, right? Just tell me, how did you get into, first of all, singing and then singing for jazz, singing jazz?
Well, I grew up in the Castle Hill part of the Bronx,
Okay.
Pelham Bay, 6 train.
Ooh.
And I grew up there with my grandmother, with my mom and dad. And my dad is a singer. And he had a studio still, in the Bronx. Had a studio, and would be singing and would be, playing his bass and stuff. And so that was like my first introduction to music, like being around it all the time because of my dad. And then found out that my grandparents sang gospel and had their own group, and they recorded, like, listening to my mom's, because my mom grew up in the Bronx too. She grew up between the Bronx and Philly.
Wow.
And so she would have like everything playing, all of her favorite, all of her favorite music and artists from when she was out, getting, I think one of her favorite ones, she went to Adelphi.
Okay.
And she was like, they had this club there that closed, and the last song of the night when they closed that club was "And the Beat Goes On" by The Whispers. So we would play that all the time.
Wow.
But yeah, I grew up around the both of their respective music tastes. I grew up around that, and that's when I first got introduced to singing. And jazz came much later. I didn't grow up with it. But when it came time at the end of high school to choose a college to go to, I had been singing some jazz with the band at school, but not really, really into it. It only happened when I auditioned and got into college for jazz studies that I was like, okay, this is the real deal. I need to
Okay.
learn all that I can about it if I want to succeed in the program, because I wasn't even thinking about career at that point. It was just like,
Right.
how can I do my best while I'm here? Even though I don't come from this world necessarily, I want to be a part of it, so I got to learn all that I can about it.
Wow. I love that because there's a lot of times when we want to get involved in a world that's not kind of like what we feel we're used to, it builds up a lot of fear. I'm interested into knowing when you made that decision, that transition, was there any fear of yours? And if you did have the fear, what was it that helped you get through it?
I definitely had fear, in that transition and in the transition in general to like decide to be a singer, because I didn't that even though I was surrounded by it, I also knew the struggles of it and the struggles in trying to like build a career off of it and actually like make money from it. So I wasn't sure if I wanted to do that at all, and purchase was that turning point. It was like, okay, if I'm gonna do this, I have to put all of my focus into it. And so whatever fear that I had kind of went away because I was surrounded by people who were also passionate about it. Like, their goal was not necessarily to make money. It was to learn, and it was to study, and it was to be great at what we wanted to do. And so I think with that mindset, the opportunities just naturally just kind of came as a result.
I love that. And I love that because it's coming from somebody who's your age. And I really like, I hate to keep putting it out there, but it's something about when you reach a certain level of maturity on how you want to take your life because you're looking forward. A lot of us weren't looking at that when we were younger, you know, and that's the part that I love about you is that you kind of figure something out, right? Okay, everybody's a singer in the family. I love singing, but I don't want to sing like everybody else. I appreciate y'all motivating me and giving me these jewels, these gems, but I want to take it here. And Was there anyone who was like, oh no, you should do this or do this? And when they gave you those other options, how did that make you feel?
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of, I mean, from different sources, like, whether it was like family, friends, even some of my own peers, it's like, yeah, you don't, ain't no money in that. So you need to try to do something else. You need to do what's popping, what's on trend. And I can see why. I mean, there's so many incredible artists, like watching things like, Soul Train, and even seeing people like in the Grammys, like in the nominations and stuff. There's so many incredible artists in all of these categories. But I just had to follow what I wanted to do. It's like, of course I admire, entertainers and singers who like have, who write their own or collaborating with some of the best producers in the game, like doing all of these things. That's wonderful. But it just wasn't where my heart was. It wasn't what I really truly wanted to do. So I made the decision instead to just focus on going to school, focus on this one thing, and then if opportunities come as a result of that, cool. But I
It
know that
wasn't the main thing that drove you to do it. I love that. Now that's really strong because that kind of for me, if you're again, we're gonna go back to your age, because again, it's really about a level of maturity and knowing what's good for yourself. You realize that. So now you're in this program, and you're like, okay, I know I gotta knock this out the park because this is what I really want to do. I'm not gonna come here and not learn and not mess with it, because people don't, education is costly. Okay, no matter where you go to school, education is expensive. So you got that on your shoulders. When you entered into that school and you're in that program and you're learning, you're kind of like close to the end of it. What was that journey like? Did you see anybody that looked like you? Was there anybody that you were able to get some advice or mentorship from that can, guide you within that program?
Within the program, it was definitely male dominated, which I kind of expected. I was like, this is just kind of what comes with it. But I definitely had both had I just in general I had professors and peers who were supportive. Like no matter what, it was just like, if this is what you want to do, I can help you get a gig here. There's a jam session. You can meet a bunch of, if I can't help you, I'll introduce you to somebody else, like singers, like who are already in it, like Jasmiah Horn, for example, like getting in touch, getting in tune, like even Diane Reeves, like getting the chance to meet her and going on tour in a few days, like getting mentorship from all areas has been very helpful to me. Like just being open to that from those who have experience. And towards the end of college, it was really helpful because I participated in this vocal competition called the Sarah Vaughan competition, and when I won, I was like, okay, there's gonna be plenty of voices telling me now, it's like, now that you've done this, you can use this clout, you can use this momentum to do such and such and such and such. And I was just like, okay, yeah, I need to know that I have people who around me who knew me when I first got to the school, and who know that it's not about that for me. Like if I genuinely want to grow and not just be caught up in the heat of the momentum every single time, that kind of thing happens, but actually, have something that have the longevity, then I need to speak with people who know what that looks like. So, at the end of college, towards the end, when I won the competition, when the thought of graduating was approaching, and it's like, what am I going to do with all that I've learned while I'm in school? I had mentors around me from school and outside of, actually active performers who were helping me out.
Oh, that's amazing. That's smart, because some of us will go to school and not get mentorship and wonder why it was so difficult when we got this education. Because I want to get your perspective. So you got the, you had the passion. You said, all right, if I'm gonna be passionate about this, I'm gonna be educated about this. So now you're educated about this. What was the next step for you? It sounded like, was it more so about networking, or was it more so about getting the experience in performing?
I don't know if you can hear that, but I hear a fire truck, and I know it's coming this way because I'm facing Broadway right now. So,
That's so New York.
like I'm literally on 191st and Broadway, like just
That's
facing.
that Heights life. I mean, that is what it is over there. Let's be 100.
I think it passed now. I'm sorry.
No worries.
One more time, last question, one more time.
Okay, so I guess let me see. My last question was, now you got the education, you built that from passion. What would you say helped you more? So was it the experience of performing, or was it more so you networking with people so you can be able to perform?
I think when while I was in school, the networking helped. It's still helping now, but like while I was in school, it was like, okay, I don't want to just be on campus. I have to actually be in the city. And thankfully, SUNY Purchase is close enough to the city and close enough to Manhattan and close enough to where the stuff, is happening, where people are playing, that I could go out and I could, make friends with people who went to other music schools in New York that I wouldn't normally connect with because I don't go to those schools. But because we all are the same age and we're hanging out at the same spots, then that's how we, that's how we develop those connections. I met a lot of like business connections from the competition, but peers wise and like musicians wise, I learned that from just going out.
Wow. Listen, I love it, 'cause it shows the stream of how it's gonna keep progressing upwards. And again, like, I could already hear in your tone, first of all, like, this girl, she's really mature. She know what she want. She's still gonna live her life, but she know what she want. You know what I mean? It's just that you feel that from you. So I actually had the privilege to watch you at the Blue Note, when you had performed, and I'm gonna keep it 100. I was like, okay, I knew a couple of people that followed you, so I was like, okay, like, if y'all follow this girl, y'all want to see her live, because I love, there's something about live music for me, as much as I love music in general, but it's just something when you're actually there in person. And I was like, wow, this girl, when I looked at your Instagram, I said, whoa, her voice is serious. Like, she got that deep mellow, and I'm like, wait, she's this, like, I really hate to bring it up, but it's like, it's amazing, because the way your tone is, your tone is just, it's experienced. It's like, it's been around for a while, you know what I mean? So I honestly, for that time I went to go see you, I brought my nephew. My nephew's 22, he's Long Island Bronx kid, and I was like, yeah, like, look at somebody who's your age, right? She ain't in the street, she ain't all of that. And he was like, really, like, I wanted to get his feedback on it. He was like, nah, he was like, yo, that's black girl magic. And when he said that, I was like, oh, I'm gonna tell her that. When I interview her, I'm gonna tell her that, because that's coming from somebody who's, again, your age, not doesn't consistently listen to jazz music. You know what I'm saying? He really listens to rap and R&B and, some music from the 80s and 90s, but he's never really engulfed himself in jazz. And to see somebody like you, right, at the Blue Note in New York City, which most of the time we're not seeing people like you in there, packed house, and you killing it, you getting, and I'm just seeing everybody just into your voice, like, I'm seeing it, right? And I'm like, okay, like, this was really official. So how did that feel, to be able to perform at the Blue Note? Because to me, Blue Note is a heavyweight place in New York.
It is heavyweight. I'm sorry. You're gonna hear another one. It's passing. I tried to mute it during the
Listen,
question.
folks, this is all right, because this is what happens when you live in certain parts of New York. I'm glad I'm a certain part of the Bronx. I just have my window closed so you don't hear the train.
I got my window closed. I was just like, how is this possible? But anyway,
It's all good.
being at the Blue Note was surreal because I always, passed by it when I was a kid and know like, yeah, that's the Blue Note. That's where so and so performed. It's been there for years and years and years, and there's been so many legends that passed through there. So to actually be, be there under my own name, that was kind of surreal to take in. I was like, there's no way that this is happening right now. In my town, like in my city, like I'm here, it just, I don't know. It was surreal. Every time I'm up there, I'm like, I can't believe I'm like on stage right now in front of you all. There's people waiting outside to see me. It's just like, it's unbelievable. So it encourages me to be that much more, focused and motivated on what I want to
Yeah, definitely. And then even with that, you've traveled the world
do.
doing what you do. That also adds on to your experience. That also adds on to your education. I want you to kind of like talk about that. Like, we could sit here all day and say, okay, when I was younger, I remember seeing myself doing this, but now I'm doing it. Like, you're doing it. How does that feel? And how is that going to prepare you on how you're going to, on the next level that you're going to take your career?
Touring has definitely helped. It's been definitely a crazy thing to get adjusted to, but getting the opportunity to show not only what I've been thinking about, what I've been working on, but like actually do it, you know, from school straight to the stage, straight to doing what I was preparing for all those 4 years during undergrad, is an incredibly valuable experience now. Like I have something to look forward to. I have these goals. It's like if I'm gonna do these shows, and if these shows are gonna rep people coming to see me for the first time, they don't know what to, they've heard it on the record, they don't know what to expect live. You know, what am I gonna do? Like, what am I constantly trying to grow as a musician and continue on this path? So yeah, touring, it's definitely, it's helped me gotten over my stage fright. It's helped me be more open and be more willing to, like, just, you know, show my personality and connect with people, because it's not, for me, it's not about performance necessarily, even though I do want to put on a good show for people. Like, I would also like to make it so that it's warm and that it's inviting and that it's something is connecting as far as what I'm singing, you know, it's connecting with people. It's not just a distant, you know, we're watching her sing in the mirror or something like that. You know, like it's connective. I'm here with you all. You can't get this on record. This is a live experience, so I want to make it special.
All right. Oh, that's so awesome. Sheesh. I'm just like, it's just like I said, you know what,
Right.
you knew what you wanted to do. You set out there and did it. You're still in the journey of experiencing it. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Like, are we gonna, like, where do you see yourself musically, professionally? Where do you see yourself?
Oof, okay, in 5 years, I will be 28 years old. And okay, by the time I'm 28, I would have hoped to start compose and showcase originals. I would hope to work with musicians. And continue to work with this musicians in this field, and continue to learn from, and you know, grab inspiration from people who have longevity, musician, like from anybody, drummers, pianists, like whoever. You know, I don't want to name like everybody, but you know, continuing to be open to the idea of working with different musicians. And by 28, I would like to be in a movie. You know, I
Hey,
am just a jazz singer in the background, you know.
that's what I'm talking about.
And hopefully go back, because I went to elementary school, and I went to preschool in the Bronx, elementary in the Bronx. I went to high school on Fordham Grand Concourse, Theodore Roosevelt
You went to
campus. So like,
Roosevelt? Oh
if I
my
can go back and
gosh.
contribute, I went to Roosevelt. I went to Roosevelt. It's not like it's like six schools now, but I went to that educational campus called now. So yeah, and I still have connections with that school, with my high school, with the teachers that teach there. So I would hope to go back and actually like talk to the students and
As I'm
really,
sure they're also proud of you. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
they
And
do.
that, you know, and that's kind of like segue into where I'm going next, because what my brand, my magazine stands for, it's Enspire. It's enlightening, newsworthy subjects, providing inspiration and real entertainment. So we share stories of others. So when other people hear about your trials, your tribulations, they hear about your success, they're motivated and they feel like it could just be them. And that is exactly where I think you would be an amazing fit, would be okay. Listen, look where I've been. Literally, like when I tell you, when I think about Roosevelt, I remember the 12 bus going on Fordham Road. Like that's,
Yes,
and it's because I went,
exactly.
it's like I'm a lot older than you, but I remember what that feeling was like to like go somewhere that, you know, everybody from the hood, from the neighborhood kind of knows, and then look where you are now and you want to give back. What type of advice would you give to, you know, aspiring musicians on, like, honestly, the diligence that it takes to be focused, the diligence that it takes for you to really say, like, I'm not going to play around with this, because you are allowed a little wiggle room when you're younger. You know what I'm saying? Because you're still just learning things, but you kind of like are setting a standard. Like, okay, like, what advice would you give to musicians who are younger than you so they could build a good standard for themselves so they could plan their life, plan their career, kind of similar to how you have?
I would say, one, don't ignore your strengths. Don't ignore your strengths, because those are the things that you need to, that are going to help you find what your purpose is in this world. So it's like if you have a natural like a love for or a passion for or a strength for writing for as far as like composition or for playing a certain instrument or wanting to play multiple instruments. Like, don't ignore that. Explore. Continue it, because we are young and we have time, you know, to do that. And especially being in school, it's like you have all the like you think that it's all, you know, assignments and blah 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 blah, but you should utilize the time that you have now, because it's setting you up for what you want in the future. So it's like if you're prepared and if you play and if you practice and if you focus on these opportunity on the time that you have now, as if you're preparing for a show or as if you're preparing for that big opportunity, then when it comes, you're going to be ready no matter what.
Ready? Yep.
So that's what I would say. It's like think about where you are now, think about where you want to be honestly, and think about the strengths that you have. Don't ignore them. Don't try to copy me. Don't try to copy, you know, or draw inspiration from, you know, because everybody's unique journey is different. So it's like if you have somebody that you love their career, you love what they're doing, you're inspired by them. It's like, what do I love about that, and how can I add that onto onto my dream or what I want to do? Because everybody's path is different, you know. So, you know, but we all have strengths that we can contribute in order to, you know, fulfill our dreams, in order to fulfill somebody else's dream, in order to help, you know, to build our own circle, our own network of people. So, yeah.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
I want to be like, this is what girls from
Hey.
the
Exactly.
Like,
Exactly.
we very stern, but we stern about what we want to do, about what we're trying to
I
accomplish. Like,
know.
I'm telling you, I'm feeling all of that energy. I don't, I know your parents are so proud. God bless them for the path that they put you on, because it's encouraging, it's refreshing again to see a young Black girl who speaks very well, sings, knows what she has to do. You can put her anywhere in the world and she's gonna knock it out. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I saw from you. And I'm so glad I got to speak with you. You're always gonna get support from Inspired Mag, because we Bronx all day over here. I'm supporting you
Sure.
like I support Remy Ma, Fat Joe. Anybody who done came from the Bronx, we are definitely supporting you.
Sure.
And I did want to ask you one last question. If there was anybody that you can work with right now, who would that person be and why?
Anybody that I could work with right this minute, right now. Oh. It would probably be Quincy Jones. Probably Quincy Jones. I think that would be really cool.
Oh, I'll put that out there for you.
Oh
We gotta
yeah.
put that out, because that would be really, really dope. That to me, that's going to open you up to movie soundtracks. That's what's going to open you up to being in all those blockbuster films. Listen, we speak things into existence here.
For sure.
And that's just what I believe in. I believe in you, and I'm just so glad we got this time to talk. And yo, you're amazing. Continue the good work, because there's going to be other girls who are going to be looking at you and like, yo, she's from the Bronx. Like,
Yep,
yeah, I am.
exactly. Wanna race, okay?
Listen,
Don't
I
play
wish
with it.
everybody could see, because we got the hand gestures
Don't
going
play
on.
with it.
Like, we
Don't
not
play with
playing.
it. Absolutely. Hell, don't play with
Yes. Oh my God.
it.
So everybody, it has just been such a pleasure. Samara Joy. Make sure y'all go follow her on social media. At Samara Joy. She's on Instagram. She's everywhere. She has a new album, correct? You have an album out. We gotta make sure I'm gonna put that information in there. And we're gonna make sure all our people come support you if you're doing shows. By we gonna we gotta give you the support, because it's your energy, your journey. It's not done. It's far from over. And the impact that you're gonna make is gonna be something that can make us proud. And you didn't start it to make anybody proud but yourself. So that's why it's gonna work out for you. And you know, again, thank you so much for your time today. It's just been a pleasure.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Awesome.